ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम सेवेंथ कैंटो चैप्टर सेवन एंटाइटल व्हाट प्रह्लाद लर्न्ड इन द वूम्ब टेक्स्ट 36। तदा पुमान् मुक्त समस्त बंधनः तद्भाव भावानुकृताशया कृतिः निर्दग्ध बीजानुशयो महीयसा भक्ति प्रयोगेन समेत्यधोक्षजम् Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The devotee is then freed from all material contamination because he constantly thinks of the Lord's pastimes and because his mind and body have been converted to spiritual qualities. Because of his intense devotional service, his ignorance, material consciousness and all kinds of material desires are completely burned to ashes. This is the stage at which one can achieve the shelter of the Lord's lotus feet. Purport. When a devotee is completely purified, he becomes anyabhilashita shunya. In other words, all of his material desires become zero, being burned to ashes, and he exists either as the Lord's servant, friend, father, mother, or conjugal lover. Because one thinks constantly in this way, one's present material body and mind are fully spiritualized, and the needs of one's material body completely vanish from one's existence. An iron rod put into a fire becomes warmer and warmer, and when it is red hot, it is no longer an iron rod but fire. Similarly, when a devotee constantly engages in devotional service and thinks of the Lord in his original Krishna consciousness, he can no longer have any material activities, for his body is spiritualized. Advancement in Krishna consciousness is very powerful, and therefore, even during this life, such a devotee has achieved the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. This transcendental ecstatic existence of a devotee was completely exhibited by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this regard, Srila Madhvacharya writes as follows: Tad bhava bhavah tad yatha swarupam bhaktihi kechid bhakta vinrityati gayanti cha yathipsitam kechid tushnim japanti eva kechit shobhaya karinah. The ecstatic conditions of devotional service was completely exhibited by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who sometimes danced, sometimes cried, sometimes sang, sometimes remained silent, and sometimes chanted the holy name of the Lord. That is the perfect spiritual existence. Tada puman mukta samasta bandhanas तद्भाव भावानुकृताशया कृतिः निर्दग्ध बीज अनुशयो महीयसा भक्ति प्रयोगेन समेति अधोक्षजम्। सो इन दिस वर्स प्रह्लाद महाराज इज डेलिनेटिंग द रूट कॉज ऑफ मटेरियल एग्जिस्टेंस, द अल्टीमेट परफेक्शन टू बी अचीव्ड, and the best means to achieve it. Bijanushayo, It says, Nirudagda Bijanushayo. Bija means the seed or original cause of material existence. And Anushaya. Anushaya means desire. So, the root cause of this material existence is desire. The reason we came into this material world is because of desire. The reason we continue to stay and rot in this material world is also desire. And if we have to go back to our natural constitutional position, it can only be achieved by desire. So the whole process is how to change this desire, by which mukta samas puman mukta samasta bandhana. One kind of desire entangles us to be the controller, to be the proprietor, to be the enjoyer, which is not our natural constitutional position. So those kind of desires which are not conducive to our natural constitutional position entangles us. And the right kind of desire, and that is mahiyasa bhakti prayogena tadbhava anushaya, again always desiring to think of the Lord through intense devotional service. Tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param akamaha. Doesn't matter, you may have innumerable numbers of material desires. Sarva kamova moksha kama. Whether you have all material desires, whether you have no material desires, or you have desire for liberation, doesn't matter, whatever kind of situation you have. Tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. But if we somehow intensify our desire to serve the Lord with love, then that fire, nirdagdha bijanushayo, that desire, that fire of devotional service burns away all the unwanted desires or anarthas from our heart and purifies, and the only desire left within our consciousness will be the root natural desire to serve the Lord in any one particular mode. Tadbhava, always absorbed, constantly absorbed. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, right at the outset, Vyasadeva is describing the reason why he wrote the Bhagavatam by very nicely introducing through the six questions. The first question is, what is the best thing? Ekantataha pumsam ekantataha shreya. What is absolute good and what is the ultimate good? What is absolutely good? Good for all people. Good at all times. Good under all circumstances. In any situation. That is absolutely good. It's material. Sometimes something is good, something is not good sometimes. Same thing is not good another time. For some people it's good, some people not. But absolute good. Then the ultimate good. And that is explained by Suta Goswami as the highest good is to serve the Lord ahaituki apratihata. Ahaituki, without material desire and without stop. That means constant. and in order to please the Lord.
Sonushtitasya dharmasya samsiddhir haritoshanam.
Because that's our natural position. The only desire should be, how will Krishna be pleased? If that's our only desire, then we are already 100% pure. How will Krishna be pleased? That's our only desire. And all other desires are subdued or kept subordinate to this one principal desire. So, and the next question is, to achieve that, what is the best means? Because they say, O Suta Goswami, you are the most learned person. You have learned all the scriptures through scrutinizing study. You are pure. You have got the blessings of your spiritual master who have empowered you. You are the right person to speak on this subject matter. Now we want to ask you, what is the essential instruction of all the scriptures? Because there are so many scriptures written for different people to be followed through different situations and circumstances at different times in history. So many scriptures have been written. And in all these scriptures, there are so many different kinds of instructions which take so much time to learn what to speak of, understand and apply. Therefore, and life is so short in Kali Yuga. People have no inclination. And even those who have little inclination are easily misled by so many concocted things circulated in the market in the name of spirituality. So therefore, please, for all benefit of humanity, give us the essence. And the answer is said, Tasmad, now that I have told you that the goal of life is to simply please the Supreme Lord. So to do that, keeping that only desire, how to please the Supreme Lord, what should you do? If you want to achieve that, Tasmad ekena manasa bhagavan sattvatam patihi shrotavyah kirtitavyascha dheya pujyascha nityadam. Therefore, with one pointed attention, ekena manasa, one should constantly hear about, glorify, remember and worship the personality of Godhead, who is the protector of devotees. Sattvatam patihi. He is specially inclined to his devotees. He is worth glorifying. In all this world, everyone is engaged in these four activities. Hearing about someone, about something. Glorifying someone, something. Remembering someone, something, and ending up worshipping someone or something. Depending upon what kind of environment you are in, your subject matter of hearing, glorifying, remembering, and worshipping changes. And in Kali Yuga, the environment is so surcharged. All that we hear about are either the film heroes or the political heroes or the sports heroes. These are the only ones. Any man put in the media for some time can suddenly be lifted to a very elevated position, and everyone, whole world is talking about him thanks to the media. One can become world famous within a day or two if his name and activities are splashed all over the world. And the whole world is talking about such a person, glorifying such a person, whatever his activities are, remembering and ending up worshipping such a person within the core of their heart, or wanting to be like him, imitate him, whatever. But by doing this,
Neither the person who is being worshipped, glorified, remembered is benefited, nor the people who are doing it are benefited. There may be some temporary benefit, mind becoming satisfied or something, but no one achieves the ultimate benefit. Whereas, if it is rooted to that person who is the source of everything, Aham Sarvasya Prabhu Matta Sarva Iti Matva Bhajante Mam Buddha Bhava Samanvita. Bhava, Bhava again, this word occurs here. Think, Bhava Samanvita, and can achieve my nature. You achieve that person's nature. So, therefore, please, the essence of all scriptures, the essence of all do's and don'ts, regulations, is to simply think about the Lord always. Smartavya satatam Vishnur, vismartavyo na jatuchit, sarve vidhi nishede asyur, etayoreva kinkara. To remember the Lord always and never forget the Lord. This is the only essential purpose of all do's and don'ts. Do only those things that help you to remember the Lord. Don't do anything which will make you to forget the Lord. Antakale cha mameva smaran. Yadyad vapi smaran bhava. Smaran bhavam chajatyante kalevaram. Tantameva itikon. Because whatever you think, that kind of nature, that kind of body, you achieve. When the same iron, if it is placed in ice cold water, it acts like ice. The same iron rod kept in fire becomes like fire. So, ultimately the goal of life is to think. Intensify the depth of thinking. The whole Ashtanga process is nothing but intensifying the thought process. Withdrawing the mind from what is not conducive through yama, niyama, asana, pranayama and pratyahara. Withdraw the mind from non-conducive things. And then dharana, dhyana and samadhi is to intensify the absorption of thinking about the Lord. So much so that a person gradually becomes oblivious to the externals. It's an endeavor for him to just do what is necessary. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did his regular duties just out of habit. That's all. He was not even conscious of it. He was always absorbed thinking about the Lord. That's a very high state. So, why? The whole process of devotional service, this is the test. How much are we thinking about the name, form, qualities, pastimes, etc. of the Lord, and how much are we forgetting? Every moment spent in forgetfulness. Even material activities, which is done to maintain the body, should be done in a way that is pleasing to the Lord. Just as much as necessary. That is actually devotional service. That activity should be as much as necessary, favorable to devotional service, and accepted as mercy of the Lord. Then that activity is not material. It becomes spiritual. So why do we remember? Why the whole... So the essence of all scriptures and rules and regulations is to remember the Lord always. Why remember? Why should we remember the Lord? Why not anyone else? What is the difference between remembering someone else and the Lord? That next verse says, Yad anudhya asina yukta karma granthi nibandhanam chindanti kovidas tasya kona kuryat katharatim. Yad anudhya asina. The remembrance of the Supreme Lord is compared to a sword. A very, very powerful sword. Sharp-edged sword. Yad anudhya asina yukta. The moment you are thinking about the Lord, you are equipped with a powerful, sharp sword. By which, what can you do? Karma granthi nibandhanam. The knot which is born out of material activities which are done due to material desires. Go on and on and on. There is no end to material desires. His Grace Bhurijan Prabhu in his seminar was very nicely mentioning. Every time you look at someone and think, oh, how I wish I had that. How I wish I had that beauty. How I wish I had that skill. How I wish I had that wealth. How I wish I had that renunciation. Every time you wish, how I wish, you are sowing a seed of next life. Because if you aspire for anything else, I wish. In old age, sometimes you look at young children or dynamic young people moving on, how I wish I could dance. All right, you will come back here to dance. And if you're not careful, in the hands of Maya, a puppet. So, oh, how I wish. One may not think about it in a gross way, but this is what it is. Unless and until, whatever situation the Lord has put us, if you're not satisfied, we are sowing a seed for next life. Karma granthi. It's a knot which continues the cycle of birth and death. So, yad anudhya asina yukta, karma granthi nibandhanam. When the soul falls into this material world, Maya Devi takes the soul and takes a body made up of earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and ego, and she ties a knot. Janam janam ke sathi. It's very symbolic. You know, during marriage, when they go around 7 times, before going 7 times, 3 times, whatever, you take one end of the sari and one end of the dhoti, and it is very symbolic of what's happening in the heart. Now, you are, for life, you are together. Of course, if it is done with Krishna in the center, then it's perfectly all right. You are indifferent, at the same time responsible. But otherwise, that's what Maya does. When we first fall, she ties us. External gross body may change, but the earth is tied to the water is tied to the fire, fire is tied to air, air is tied to ether, ether is tied to mind, mind is tied to the intelligence, and intelligence is tied to the ego, and the ego is the connection of knot to the soul. The soul is the engine, and then all 8 compartments, and in this way, Brahmanda Brahmite, we are going, happy journey, simply going round and round. And if we shed off 5 compartments, another 5 compartments come. But these 3 compartments of mind, intelligence, and ego, we don't shed. And therefore, we simply go round and round and round and round. Simply because of desire. But then, this anudhya asina, the remembrance of the Lord, cuts the main connection, the umbilical cord. That is connecting the engine, the ego, or the soul with the false ego. The false ego, which is the root cause of all this reactionary work. Material activities caused by material desires. So, yad anudhya asina yukta karma granthi nibandhanam. That's what it is said here. Puman samasta bandhanam, tada puman mukta samasta bandhanam. Therefore, this ego must be cut. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Trinada Pisuni Chena Tarori Vasaishana Amanina Manadena. All these four are connected with ego basically. Trinada Pisuni Chena. We don't want to be humble. We can't tolerate, the ego can't tolerate something not going according to our wish and will. Amanina. The ego demands basic food. If it's not supplied, it cannot fast. It has been pampered so much. It cannot fast even for a day. It has to get its quota. And manadena, it hates to give credit to where it is due. Ultimately, all credit is due to Krishna. So all these four things are, only such a person can kirtaniya sadahar. So, this is the root connection. Therefore, even Bhagavad Gita says, if you really parampadam, if you want to achieve nirmana moha jita sanga dosha, adhyatma nitya vinivritta kama, dvandvair vimukta sukha dukkha sange, gacchanti amudhaha padam avyayattat. Nirmana, the first thing is amanina manadin. So the whole purpose of all scripture is to remember the Lord. Because remembering the Lord equips us with the powerful sword by which we can cut the chain of material existence. Chindanti kovida. Intelligent person should do this. Kona kuryat katharatim. Now, how do we intensify this remembrance? It's very difficult to intensify the remembrance. So, intensifying occurs when there is love. When you love someone, the absorption is intensified. When there is no love, very difficult to remember someone or something. Sada. Satatam kirtaya. How can you glorify someone, remember someone, hear about someone, if you don't love? So, kona kuryat katha ratim. You have to have taste. How to develop taste? We have no taste. And that is described in the next. Shushrusho shadadanasya vasudeva katha ruchi. If you want ruchi, unless there is ruchi, you can't remember. Always. It's an endeavor. Syat mahat sevaya vipra punya tirtha nishevanat. Mahat sevaya. Mahat sevam dwarama hur vimukte. So by serving those who have taste, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu demonstrated this by menially serving Ishwarpuri. When Ishwarpuri was so pleased, he gave him, now, my dear son, my dear boy, chant this mantra. And Mahaprabhu chanted this mantra. The way he served Ishwarpuri, when he went to the place of Ishwarpuri, he took the dust from that place, and for the rest of his life, he would take few grains from that dust. He served so humbly, cooking for him, the Supreme Lord. And the moment that instruction was given, he took that instruction to his heart. So much so that he went mad, as the last two verses are describing. He went mad, and all these symptoms which are described by Prahlad Maharaj as the perfection of life. Hasati, nrityati, rauti, gayati. Mad, like a madman. Mahaprabhu started exhibiting all these things, as it is explained by Srila Prabhupada in his purport. So he went to his Guru Maharaj. He said, some ghost has haunted me. Looks like. Kiba mantra dila gosai, kiba tara bal, japite japite mantra hoila pagal. So what kind of mantra you have given me, gosai? What kind of power it has? I'm just chanting this mantra and I'm going mad. When Ishwarpuri heard this, he says, you have achieved the perfection of life, my child. That is the perfection of life. As Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj had come here once on Gaur Purnima day, He said, the goal of life is to become mad after Krishna. Because if you don't become mad after Krishna, you will become mad after Maya. Noonam pramattah kurute vikarma. So, he asked, what kind of mantra you have gained? What is its power? And then, immediately, Ishwarpuri quoted a verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam of the ultimate perfection of life. Evam vratasva priya nama kirtya jatanu rago druta chitta uchaihi hasati ato raudati rauti gayati unmadavat nrityati loka bahya. Evam vratah, with great determination, svapriya nama kirtya. If we simply chant the holy name of our beloved Lord, svapriya nama kirtya, jata anuragah, gradually anuraga, taste will come for that. Gradually. Every time we hear Chaitanya Leela, at the end of the Leela it says, anyone who hears this pastime shall very soon attain love of Krishna. Isn't it? Anyone who heard this pastime, anyone who participated in it, anyone who heard this, anyone who saw this, anyone who recites this, shall very soon attain love of Krishna. So sometimes we say, very soon? How soon? I have heard so many years. So there is one devotee, he is a disciple of Mukunda Maharaj. What's his name? I forget. This is a devotee in Moscow. Madan Mohan Prabhu, communication man in Moscow. Very crucial seva, especially in communication, you know, especially in Russia where, you know, negative things were there. So he explained very nicely the answer to this question. How soon is very soon? He said, sooner than you expect, but longer than, no, sooner than you deserve, but longer than you expect. Sooner than you deserve. You don't deserve it, but very soon you shall get. Sooner than you deserve, but longer than you, through your material intelligence, expect. You think that I have chanted Hare Krishna 6 years, now 6 stages should be passed, anartha should be gone. Or 6 months, every month 1 month anartha goes away. No, longer than you expect, sooner than you deserve. So, syat mahat sevaya evam vrata svapriya nama kirtya jata anuragah druta chitta, the whole mind is absorbed, uchaihi hasati, sometimes laughs for 9 hours. You can't imitate this. You may laugh for 9 seconds. Otherwise you may die artificially if you try to imitate and laugh like that. Unmadavat nrityati hasati rauti roditi gayati loka bahya, without caring for the external social rituals. And by serving those great souls, their qualities come in us. Whomever we serve with great affection and love and reverence, shushusho and shraddhanasya, then that quality of that person comes to us. And what is the quality of this mahatmas? Mahatmanastu mam partha daivim prakriti mashrita satatam kirtayantu mam. They are so attached to Krishna. That's why they are mahatmas. They are totally surrendered to the Lord, to the devotional process. One devotee very nicely explained, daivim prakriti mashrita. Daivim prakriti means Srimati Radharani. Who is surrendered to Srimati Radharani. That means engaged in devotional service. So, Gopi Bhartur Pad Kamalayor Das Dasananda. They are serving in that mood. And by serving these great souls, when they are pleased and satisfied, naturally they are favorably disposed towards us. When they think even favorably about us, the Lord's internal energy flows wherever they think. whomever they think about. Especially if they are favorably thinking about someone. Because the Lord is so obliged to these great souls. Because they are risking their whole life for Krishna. The Lord is sold out to their devotion. He cannot. He is so indebted to them. If they favorably think about someone, Krishna, let this person get devotion. He has to get it. Even if he is an unqualified fellow. Because the Lord is obliged to such Mahatmas who are risking their whole lives for Krishna's pleasure. So, by serving this, taste develops. Taste for hearing. So by serving, we develop taste for hearing about the Lord. And then what happens? Shrinvatam sokata Krishna punya shravana kirtanah hridayantastohi abhadrani vidhunoti sahritsatam. When the Lord sees that we are very much interested to hear about Him, He is naturally inclined. He is in the heart. He knows. Even if you are doing it as an austerity, He can see it. And He says, poor fellow, is trying to keep awake in the Bhagavatam class. Chalo, thoda taste denge. Struggling. Just because he has heard from someone that you should hear, should not go to sleep. Struggling. Because of the struggling. Sahrit Satam. He is Sridham Sarvabhutanam. Especially Sahrit Satam. Very favorably disposed to his devotees. So he said he is hearing so much. Chalo, let us give him some taste. And then, more hearing. When there is taste, there is more hearing, more chanting, etc. Then, nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya. By serving those exalted personalities and by serving the Bhagavat, which is nothing but the Lord's relationship with His devotees and the devotees' relationship with the Lord, Bhagavatam is nothing but that. So, Bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishthiki. Nishtha comes after anartha nivritti. Because of anarthas we go to sleep. Because of anarthas we have distaste. Because of anarthas we get little satiated after some time. But then, tato anartha nivritti syat tatha nishtha. At least we become fixed up. Naishthiki. Tada rajastamo bhava kamalo bhadeshi. As we were discussing the other day in the Brahmachari class. Devotion is like starts flowing. When it gathers momentum, when love of God starts gathering momentum, now it's in a sleeping state. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem. Krishna Prem is there in everyone's heart. But Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Koroye Uday. It starts swelling. It starts flowing. But when it starts flowing with force, as Kunti Devi says, Tvai me ananya vishaya matir madhupate asakrit ratim udvahatam adha gangai vaugha mudanvati. Tvai me ananya vishaya. Now our mind asakrit. Asakrit means incessantly. But our mind sometimes goes to Krishna and sometimes goes to anya vishaya. So many anya vishaya. So many our own desires which we have. But she says, ananya vishaya. Let my mind not run anywhere else. Ananya vishaya. Madhupate. Only to the lotus feet of Madhupati. Krishna. Asakrit. Asakrit means incessantly. Continuously. Same like a drop. Like a river. Ratim udvahatam. Vahata. Again, this word flow. The flow of devotional service. Udvahatam adha. Adha means directly. Ganga iva ogham udanvati. As Mother Ganga incessantly does not stop till she reaches the sea. The sea is compared to the lotus feet of the Lord, and Mother Ganga is compared to the love of Kunti Devi. unless there is a flow, if there is a big obstacle, it will stop. Unless it is constant, flow should be there. If the flow stops, you know, if the water is released only 1 hour a day, but if the water is 24 hours flowing, then gradually, whatever the obstacles, even a powerful big boulder comes, either go up the boulder, down the boulder, or the side, somewhere it will find ways. If there is a constant flow, if the flow stops, it will dry up. And the obstacle. So many obstacles are being offered by the mode of passion and ignorance. By Raja and Tamoguna, they are offering so many obstacles to our devotional path. But when by service to the great souls, nishtha, incessant devotion starts, then that flow, tada rajastamo bhava kama lobha adayaschaye cheta etair anavidham sthitam sattve prasidati. In sattvaguna, there is maintenance. Constant maintenance of devotional service. That is nishtha. Under any, sometimes you are too happy to perform devotional service. And sometimes we are too miserable to perform devotional service. But mode of goodness means maintenance. Irrespective of what the mode of passion. Mode of ignorance means shoka. And mode of passion means akanksha. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na shochati na kankshati. Nashochati, not influenced by the mode of ignorance. And nakangshati, not influenced by the mode of passion. That is a prasannatma. So, evam prasanna manaso bhagavat bhakti yogataha bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. And this is what happens. Mukta samasta bandhana. Why? Bhidyate hridaya granthihi samasta bandhana. Chidyante sarva samshaya. Kshiyante cha asya karmani. All these reactions which has caught up, entangled. It's like a, sometimes, you know, ropes are, small ropes, too much entangled. And you try to sit through, it may, you will not possible at all. So much enmeshed. The best is just cut it and just paste it, that's all. Cut off the whole thing. Rewiring, just like our sound system many, many years ago. It is so entangled that the sound system person decided not to meddle with it. As it is, you just keep that bundle. So ultimately, knowing the importance of hearing, sound system is, as Radhana Swami Maharaj once said, sound system is like this wire. This is like the vein. And the sound is like the blood supply of devotional service. Of course, ashnaviram shuddham apapavidha. But devotional service, this is, so he says, throw this as it is. So he took the whole wiring system, he threw it. I said, now you have good sound system with clear cut, blue for this mic, red for that, so that they don't get entangled. So there's no point in trying to disentangle. Now throw it, start anew. Chiyante chasya karmani dushta evatmanishwa. And then Suta Goswami concludes. Ato vai kavayo nityam bhaktim paramaya muda vasudeve bhagavati kurvanti atma prasadani. Certainly therefore, since time immemorial, all transcendentalists have been rendering devotional service to Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead, with great delight, because such devotional service is enlivening to the self, to the Supreme Lord and to the self, as it is said. Mahiyasa bhakti prayogena. Because of his intense devotional service, his ignorance, material consciousness, and all kinds of material desires are completely burned to ashes. This is the stage at which one can achieve the shelter of the Lord's lotus feet.
Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. One question we can take if there is any. Otherwise, when... Yes. Ekalavya Prabhu.
Thank you for your wonderful class, Radha Gopinath Prabhu. My question is that you were saying every time we say, I wish, we're sowing the seed for our next life. So, is it bad to... you said, wish, oh, I wish I could dance like that person. So is it bad to wish that, oh, we can come and dance in Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement in ISKCON?
Yeah, then you are sowing seed for a spiritual body in the spiritual world where you can dance like Vakreshwar Pandit without getting tired for 72 hours at a stretch. The desire is basically because of unfulfilled material desires or envy. These desires born because of material consciousness, that is, gives you a material body. But when Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Kobe hobe bolo shei din amar, how I wish Gauranga bolite hobe pulaka sharir, Hari Hari bole, when will that day be? That is a desire born out of intense love and deep fallen condition. You know, I have no taste. When will I develop that taste? So, the desire, the longing is motivated by what? That's most important. Most of these desires are motivated by unfulfilled material desires or envy or some of these things basically. And therefore, they result in further entanglement. Lalasa mai has nothing but longings. You know, so that lalasa mai of achieving, you know, kobe gauravane suradhuni tate haradheha krishna kandiya beravo deha sukha chadi nana lata tarutale. That is bona fide. Therefore, we should memorize all these Vaishnava bhajans and simply sing them. They are bona fide desires. When we try to, you know, add our own, then who knows, then may not be perfect. There may be a subtle, I want to be a pure devotee. Why? Because no one considers me a pure devotee. No one respects me nowadays. So your wish is good, but what is it motivated by basically? I want to be a pure devotee so that my service can be pleasing to the Lord. It can be pure. It's just like, you know, sweet rice with sand in it. Our service now is like that. So Krishna is tolerating. Let it be pure. Let it be, you know, without any sand particles, which is hidden agenda, our own desires. So that kind of desire is all right. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jaya, Granth Rāj Śrīmad Bhāgatam ki jaya, Thāya Gaur Premānanda.